Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 13th of October. My name is Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peer.
And Gary, while we might have been caught in this kind of twilight zone of COVID, my how the year has just disappeared. Even though it seems like Groundhog Day one day after the next, the year's just disappeared on us.
Phil, it's hard to believe it's the middle of October, and it's like usually we'd be sort of saying, well, we've had this incredible, we've got all these auctions. I mean, we've had months in October, we've had, weekends in October, we've had 30 auctions on the weekend. It's a very unusual October, Phil, and certainly a lot of lost ground that a lot of real estate agents, including us, are just sadly not going to make up, Philip, and I didn't make it up on the track on Saturday. You know, they say in racing, consistency is everything, Phil. I had two horses racing.
You have consistency, Gary. That's absolutely right.
I did have to say, because both of them came stone motherless last. So there we go. If COVID and things were difficult enough, I've had that racing. But the only thing that was good is I didn't have the misery of going to the course and actually seeing the backside of our horses. But look, Phil, you live in hope. And, of course, it's worse, I suppose, if you're a Collingwood supporter, because look what happened to them after an incredibly exciting victory against the West Coast Eagles, I should say. Look what happened to them.
Actually, Gary, they didn't close. They played, of course, Geelong. If we're talking about the Collingwood Geelong game, at the risk of alienating any of our lovely Collingwood supporters, what an atrocious game that was. And I've got to tell you, interestingly, I was watching, you know, the opening part of the game and, you know, just the warm-up and the national anthem, of course. And I reckon the fittest person on the ground for Collingwood that day was Nathan Buckley when he ran out. I'm looking at him thinking, geez, he's in seriously good shape. Well, I reckon he could have kept his players off the ground. He could have just been there at the centre bounce on his own, and he probably would have done better.
Shameful story about my children, Philip, that has a Nathan Buckley meaning to it, because, of course, you know, like all kids, you love your 15 minutes of fame. And, of course, we bumped into Nathan Buckley at a restaurant in Chapel Street at Kampai. And there he was, Nathan Buckley, looking great. And, of course, our kids who have been for Carlton all their lives run up to him and say, we're your biggest fan. We love Collingwood. Can we have a photo with you? So what kids will do to sell their souls for a bit of publicity and a bit of the moment, Phil, you can never underestimate. Look, this is about real estate. We're supposed to be talking about property. We wait now only a number of days with bated breath to see if Dan Andrews is going to open things up a little bit more. Although, as real estate agents, Phil, we can, in fact, perform our functions. We can show people through homes. We can sell homes. We can meet people who want to sell homes. So, you know, no excuses, Phil. We've got plenty of work to do, and our guys are all busy engaged in those sort of activities right now.
Well, Gary, we're back to real estate the old-fashioned way, which is actually making an appointment with a buyer and saying, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, would you like to meet me for a personal one-on-one or one-on-two, a tour of the home, 15 minutes apart? So for all of those viewers that are anxious to get back and look at housing and maybe make a purchase or an investment purchase, yes, you can. You can do that in Melbourne by just simply getting in contact with your favourite agent and making a one-on-one inspection of the property, a COVID safe inspection, where of course you won't be allowed in should you be feeling unwell. You need to sanitize your hands before going through. We don't want you touching any of the surfaces. We just want you to have a quick walk through so that we can get the next lot of people in some 15 minutes apart. So Gary, that's real estate the way that you and I remember back in the days of the horse and cart when we first got into real estate, where it was very personalized and very one-on-one, where you were able to build relationships with people because you had real face-to-face old-fashioned conversations.
Well, let's talk about some of the challenges our sales agents have got right now, because we've got a property in Pridham Street, Paran, if you want to look that up, viewers. We have a property there, something like 30 groups of people through on the weekend, all coming in one at a time at 10-minute intervals. I think we spent a lot of time at that particular house. Well done to you, Mark Kirkham, who exhausted his weekend at that home. But now these are some of the challenges. And of course, Philip, these are some of the resounding benefits that those vendors that sell through Gary Peer Associates with a big team of resources can enable people to enjoy, because both buyers and sellers alike get the benefit of that. A little commercial there, don't mind throwing it in, but we've got some property to talk about as well, but they are some of the sort of challenges we've got to talk about at the moment.
We do though, Gary, I just want to highlight Melbourne activity on the weekends. If you're not actually involved in real estate, what would you be doing? Well, the Melbourne parks are alive and well, because I've had a bit of an experience over the last 2 weekends with drinkies in the park, and I've moved across now 3 parks, and I've got to tell you that I'm loving Melburnians falling in love with our parks and gardens, which is the only place that, of course, our dear Premier will allow us to meet people from different households. But you go to some of the parks, well, I'm sure it's parks right across Melbourne are all the same, where people are just loving it. They've got the picnic rugs, they've got their bottles of wine, they've got their cheese platters. You just walk past these parks or walk through the parks, and people are everywhere. So I'm not sure how safe these parks are, but people are just loving them, which is my segue, Gary, to letting you know the park that I was in on Sunday morning, where my niece, shout out to young Ari, who had a birthday, and we met in the park, the assorted families. We met in the park in a socially distant, correct way, of course. But I, in order to do that, we met at the Como Park, which is a lovely park. And before going to Como, I went to Tivoli, which is, as you would know, one of my favourite bakeries, where I picked up 8 of their magnificent custard-filled donuts, took them to the birthday gathering, put them on the table, and did not eat one of them.
That's
just about killed me. But I want to just use that as the segue to a shout out to Paul Gleeser from Hero. So www.hero.com. Paul Gleeser, who is the co-founder and head coach of Hero, shouted out to me, sent me an unsolicited email with the word cuddles, we can help. So shout out to Paul, who is an avid watcher of the show, but was watching me talk about my custard donut. I'm just in love with them. But the fact that I put on a number of kilos, and Paul has offered to help me through this crisis. So viewers, if you've put on a few COVID kilos, I suggest you go to www.hero.com, get in touch with Paul Gleeser, who is going to be able to help you get back your lovely svelte pre-COVID shape.
Well, as I said, Philip, between the two of us, we still weigh the same, because those kilos that I've lost have just exited left, swipe left across to you. Look, you're still a very handsome man as far as I'm concerned, Phil, and you're still trim and terrific, and you probably needed to put on a bit, because you're looking a bit, probably starting to get a bit on the weeny sort of side, on the punish side. So I think
you give me a compliment in one hand and take it away with the other.
That's the sort of sandwiches I like to deliver, Phil. But no, I think you are looking good, Phil, so I wouldn't be too worried. You needed to possibly put on a little bit. Phil, shall we get into some real estate, because we're just babbling, and I want to bring up, firstly, by the way, those people that came first and second in the Great Art Competition, they were very humble in their response and very positive, so thank you to them. It's good to see people who have got a sense of gratitude, Phil, but thanks to all those people that entered into the Great Art Competition. We might do that again in the future. Phil, let's talk about property, because there have been some sales. We've got a feature property to talk about. We've listed some beautiful properties. So viewers, we've got, if you're not on our books as a buyer, get on our books if you're looking to buy, because there are some properties being sold off market and some beautiful listings coming up. I'm happy to say, Phil, and well done to all of our team that have been involved in that. But hey, Phil, 168 Campbell Road. Now that is a spectacular property, 168B. Have a look at this property, Phil, in a great location, not far from the racecourse, which, of course, we don't want to talk too much about the racecourse at the moment, Caulfield, licking my wounds and my losses. But, Phil, a magnificent town residence in a great location. How good looking.
Yes, Gary. Well, Leon Goosen Fit is having a field day with this property, because the inquiry is through the roof, as it should be when a viewer clicks on the images online and sees this one. What they know is they're seeing one of the best of its kind. And Leon's just been delighted in being run off his feet there, showing people through. A beautiful home, a wonderful location. And really, I don't think it gets any better than that, Gary.
I don't think so either. Hey, Phil, just thinking about the block. I've tuned out of the block. Have you been tuning into the block at all?
No, I'm done. I'm done, Gary.
I'm done too. Ever since we haven't been on the show, which has been boring anyway. It's a funny block. It must be weird now. I don't know what they're going to do with the auction. Something like I'm completely tuned out, but just sort of faded off for a moment, thinking about those old days of the block when it was really good and when we were involved. Very different now, isn't it, this year?
Well, in fairness, Gary, it's still one of the highest rating shows on television. So shout out to Julian Cress and his production company because it is an incredible show. It's an incredible franchise. They've done brilliantly well with it. And I think that people are still fascinated about the renovation process. So whilst you and I might have tuned out, Gary, the viewers are tuning in without question.
Yeah, well, hopefully the people there will do well, Phil, because we like it to see people making money and being successful with all their efforts on the block. Phil, we've sold, the power of GPTV. I want to share this with you, Phil, because it was only a week ago, this time last week, precisely when we talked about the project of 818 Glen Huntly Road. We wrapped it on GPTV. We made it our property of the week, like we just have with Campbell Grove. And lo and behold, within days, Phil, sold. What do you have to
Yes,
say about that?
No, surprises as it to it selling quickly, Gary, because it's one of the best 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartments I think I've seen. A shout out to Urban Inc. for the incredible project that they did there. I reckon this is a real, people love to bag inner city development and, save our suburbs and those that just are anti-development anytime. I think if you see this development, Gary, I reckon that's real testament to quality developer, quality architects, quality builders coming together to take what was in the end an old service station site, with all the pollutants that go with that, and turned it into a great building. And this was a great apartment. So shout out to Raffi Joffe and Jacob Kingston, who put that away in moments, really. But I did a video tour there, or at least I was there when the video tour was being shot. And there was so much to love. I reckon that's a really good endorsement of apartment living at its best.
And wait, there's more, Phil, because for those that missed out on that property, there is one left in that building. And some could say it's the best. We've saved the best to last, but there's one that's on the first floor, a floodlit terrace slash balcony, Philip, overlooking the North Sun. Phil, that's an exceptional
Well,
property.
it may well be the best apartment in the building, Gary. First of all, again, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment. But, ground floor is great because you've got your courtyard gardens. But first floor, I reckon if I was going to live in an apartment building, first floor is where I want to be because you're elevated off the ground. You've got all of the security that goes with that, but also your access to better light. And it is facing north, so you've got the security of first floor living, plus you've got this just beautifully elevated experience, which means the light that comes into particularly your kitchen meals family room and your lovely terrace, that is a beautiful orientation, and it is a fantastic apartment.
Phil, we've sold two properties in Hill Street, number 51 Hill Street, Bentley East. What a
Well,
great.
Gary, we don't have the Hill Street blues in Hill Street, do we? We're on a high in Hill Street, Gary, because I'm not sure that any agent has sold as many properties as we have in Hill Street, Bentley. Shout out to Leon Guzenfitter and his team for closing the chapter of a townhouse development with 6 townhouses, where he's literally just started at the front and moved his way right through to the back fence and sold everything in between. Great results. And of course, our new projects team have also got a fantastic project that we will feature at some stage on GPTV, also in that street where we also had a sale during the week, Gary. It's just all systems go, isn't it?
It sure is, Phil. No Hill Street blues here. To the opposite, we are the, I'd like to say, our agency make up sort of the royalty of Hill Street, Phil. We are like the kings and queens of Hill Street, mowing our way through that street, moving people out, moving people in. It's a beautiful thing. Obviously.
Gary, quick shout out to my wife, if you don't mind me being so bold. I just want you to just kind of see, is there anything different about me today, Gary?
We've got a lot of your ties immaculately done. You've got the glasses, something with the glasses maybe. Not sure anything happening behind you that I can see.
Ah, you're getting warmer.
I can see that red chair there, Phil, which
All right, it's going to take you forever to get there, but shout out to my wife Irene, who was most distressed watching last week's GPTV because you've obviously got the virtual background, although hate to rain on that parade if some viewers thought you were each week sitting on a chair in the front of our office. But you've got the virtual background. I've got a real background, Gary, which is I'm sitting in my Kitchen Meals family room. And Irene was most distressed last week when she said, look, Philip, the cushions on our couch were badly put. So she's reorganized the cushions, and I'll just move over so you can see she's done. What a lovely job she's done with the cushions, Gary. See how they're nice and level there? So thanks, Dales, for reorganising the film set as we speak.
Thanks, Irene. Last week's episode did untold damage to our brand with those messy cushions, and I'm glad you've come and saved the day and created some order again in the house and in the Gary Peer & Associates business. We can once again be seen at in the right and best possible light. Phil, other sales that have been made, 43 Balaclava Road, is there anything else left in that project? Because, gee, it's been a great project.
Well, Gary, we've only got a few apartments left there. Surprisingly, one of the apartments that we've got left there is the north-facing front top floor penthouse apartment, right, which is just magnificent. Wow. So there's still a couple of opportunities to get in there, but Rafi and the new projects team have steadily worked their way up from the ground floor, selling all of the ground floor. Now most of the first floor is gone, and that's just leaving a few opportunities left there. Beautiful project, and you know, every possible luxury is included there. That project was done under the supervision, of course, the leading architectural firm, Amnon Weber Architects. What a great job they've done. So a few select opportunities there. Once that project's gone, Gary, it'll be very hard to get another in Balaclava Road.
Well, we've sold unit 101 there, Philip. We've got one other sale. We've sold something in McGowan out in Glenhuntly. That was also a terrific sale, Philip. I won't say exactly the price, but I know the guide was circa $2 million. Phil, 100 Glenhuntly Road, Elwood. Now, this was a popular property, Philip. Sold for $670,000. Well done to Jeremy Roses and Daniel Mickmacker. Elwood's still hot, Phil. Elstonwick hot. And I tell you what's really hot, Phil, are apartments, because apartments in that $500,000 to $600,000 range, that has been our hottest property, Phil. If you've stuck around to the show till the end to watch now, and you're watching now, well, that's what's hot. What's going on between $500,000 and, say, $650,000?
I think you're being a little bit too narrow there, Gary, because I would say to you that, just to build on your theme, I reckon it's the $500,000 to $800,000 range. A lot of first home buyer activity there, and of course, some really generous government incentives for first home buyers. So a bit of a hot zone, that $500,000 to $800,000 range.
And I won't argue with you about it, Philip, because we generally don't have arguments, but I'm not sure I'm going to agree that the upper level of that bracket is as popular, because the great relief comes in the lower level. But look, let's just say that range is a wide range, is hot, but I'd say that range hot, 500 to 650, white hot, Phil.
Hot is hot, Gary.
Hot is hot indeed. So plenty of stuff going on in the real estate world, Phil, as we come into a time where we're going to start seeing some very juicy offerings to the market. Your thoughts about price, Phil? What's going to happen in these next 6 weeks?
So my prediction, Gary, is we're going to see very, very static prices. Don't see the market going down at all. Have not seen any activity on the negative side. I think that the prices that we're going to see at the moment are really where we left off when the market was firing in February, March. Seems like a lifetime ago. But I think that you'll just see this kind of very constant demand, very constant supply. But my prediction, I think, for 2021 is that I think that as soon as Victoria is out of lockdown, as soon as we're back to pretty much as normal conditions as we can imagine, I think that you're going to see a real sense of optimism in this country, because whether we like the way Victoria's handled the lockdown or not, Australia seems to have handled it pretty well by comparison to, you know, the second wave, for example, in Europe. And of course, you know, the United States seems to go from one calamity to another. But I think you'll see some real optimism in 2021, because the human condition, Gary, is one of natural optimism.
And plenty of bounce back. By the way, I did watch Hillary, or Clinton as it was, the four-part series, Philip, which was very interesting. I'm going to follow your advice and move on to Coney, watching a little bit of Succession, Philip. But Succession, again, a show with all unlikable characters. And, of course, I'm not sure whether you've got into it or finished it, but Schitt's Creek, a show with only likable characters, Philip. Have you watched Schitt's Creek yet?
So, Succession, probably one of the best shows that we've watched. And obviously, you know, whether the Murdochs want to agree it or not agree, it is a show about the Murdochs, and it's just fascinating watching. Glad that you've watched Hillary. Comey, you've just got to start this week because it is absolutely incredible and gives you a real window into Trump's behaviour. Yes, watched all of those shows, and we are watching Schitt's Creek. And it's just gorgeous. Every single character in that show is direct into their own. You know who I really love? And I reckon his, that's the brilliance of casting, is the guy that owns the garage.
I knew you were going to say
his face, like, you know, that guy waited his entire, like, in you know, with being nice, the guy's got a face. He spent most of his life probably just trying to sink into the shadows because he's got this face that is the most incredible pockmarked. I mean, you won't say ugly because he's just so lovely and warm and likable, but I'm sure his entire life was possibly one of ridicule. The show comes along and I think he's one of the most endearing characters in the show.
How bizarre that, you know, none of this is rehearsed, of course, this show, but how about, I knew you were going to love him, of all the characters. Isn't that bizarre? I really loved him as well, although my daughter loves the real estate agent the best.
It's just good watching, and the fact that they're 20 minutes, it's almost like, I don't know, it's just a little sugar hit. You know, you're not feeling great, you can't think of what to watch. A couple of episodes of Schitt's Creek turns into three or four, and you just leave it going, that was nice.
Well, that's our recommendations for the week. We've got to move on, but we will not lead you up Schitt's Creek without a paddle, that's for sure, on GPTV. We'll bring you all the real estate news, everything that's going on. Strap yourself in, Phil and team and viewers, because it's going to be a busy spring. We've got lots of stuff going on in the world of real estate. We've got a little bit of racing. We've got the US election. That's going to keep us on the end of our seats as well. Who knows what scandal this week will bring there. But lots going on.
Gary, only 10 weeks to go until Christmas, but more importantly, only 62 weeks to go before Christmas 2021. I can't wait to get out of 2020 and start focusing on Christmas 2021.
Well, that might be our next holiday, Phil. In the meantime, we're going to keep on working through serving buyers and sellers, landlords and tenants, and bringing the news of the real estate world to all viewers on GPTV. We'll see you next week. I'm Gary Peer.
I'm Philip Kingston. Have a fantastic and a very safe week.
Bye for now.